You are listening to Get Spirited with Rachel Pearson.
Hi, I'm Rachel, a professional evidential medium. Thank you for joining me for inspiration, revelation, validation, and love from the spirited side of life. My greatest professional development that also led to me finally accepting myself as a medium occurred while mourning the death of my son, Perry, in 2015. Since then, Spirit has encouraged me to share their insight without bypassing the important human components of healing and spiritual growth. So we'll dive deep into all of it here, and with me, I hope you'll find a greater connection to Spirit and your own spirit, open to peace, joy, and all the fulfillment from life that Spirit intends for you. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Get Spirited. This is episode 15. Welcome, Jonas.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing real fine.
Real fine?
Oh, I'm doing real fine.
It's so good to see you.
I'm sorry. I've already started being weird again. Apologies to all our listeners who has to deal with my guff.
It feels like forever, but oh, wait a minute. It was just 2 days ago that I got to see you in person.
It was. Yeah. You want to talk about why last week we didn't have an episode out and why you disappointed all your fans?
That would probably be a good idea. So we were off last week. Craig and I were in Seattle with our kids. Our daughter, Rihanna, got married. And it was a wonderful celebration, time together, chilly for me and your dad, Jonas's dad.
Oh, right? Definitely.
So we just enjoyed some family time, and we tossed around the idea of recording while we were there, but decided to wait and come back this week stronger.
Right, wait for a proper episode.
Yeah, yeah. Give you guys something valuable worth listening to, hopefully.
And hopefully just taking a break will improve the quality of this episode, but maybe not. I don't know. But you guys, she cried so much during the wedding. You would not believe it. Oh my God.
I do have to say, I did wish that we had pictures taken before instead of after. Between the crying and just early in the morning where my face is always puffy. It was 11, but still. And then the weather, you know, being kind of like cold and wet and damp. I haven't seen the professional pictures yet, but I'm kind of scared too.
Oh, don't worry. I'm sure they highlighted your...
My big red nose.
Oh my God, is that a ghost?
Well, it's just my nose gets really red. You can always tell when I've been crying. I'm not somebody who can hide when I've been crying.
I don't think it looked too bad, but...
Yeah.
You are just a naturally very photogenic person.
No, not.
When I took that photo for the April Fool's Get Spirited with Jonas, that took me like 6 or 7 shots just because I kept finding things to hate about my face.
Well, I thought you were supposed to be looking like you were haggard, right, in that picture because it was April Fool's.
Oh, so you just think I looked awful in it?
No, I just think you look so much better.
All right, Mom. Okay. I see how it is.
You look tired. You look so much better in person. Even now, we should do YouTube, but you guys were in the... I'm not in my office, which is lovely, which I love, but there's not good acoustics, apparently, says Jonas, in my office because I have a lot of, like, glass. So I'm actually in the room that is Jonas's recording studio when he's home, and it's really great for acoustics, but it doesn't have a pretty background.
Right. It's all, like, loose foam and moving blankets taped and pinned to the wall and whatnot.
Yeah. But your background looks lovely, and you always look good on camera here. So I wish
I'm not so sure about that.
Oh, you do. I wish our listeners could see you. Anyway, so I want to talk today, guys, about something that I was inspired by in Seattle. We were riding the light rail in Seattle, Craig and I, and actually Nicole, my cousin, was with us. She got to go to the wedding with us. And there were a couple of young guys that got on the light rail. They actually were already there when we got on. I could assume just by their posture that they had likely overdosed. And they were slumped over, one on the other. I could also assume, or I might assume by their clothing, that they might have been homeless as well, just by the condition of their clothing. And at one point during the ride, at one of the stops, a security guard came on just to elicit a response to make sure that they were indeed responsive. The security guard was able to elicit a response, so they were alive. But they remained like slumped over, slouched over very heavily the entire, like the rest of the ride. And you guys, it really hit me. It was really sad. And it really hit me how I have communicated with a lot of people. And these happen to be two young appearing guys. I don't know how old they were, but if someone would have told me they were in their early 20s, I could have believed that. And my thoughts went to all the people I have connected with who have passed from addiction, and then went to their parents and their families here. And I just felt this profound sense of empathy and sorrow for what families have gone through. Oftentimes, people will tell me, you know, they died before they died, meaning their families, their loved ones lost them before they actually died when the addiction took over. They will often compare it to cancer, like a disease that was terminal, that they may have had times where they got clean, but then the addiction came back and took over. I guess what really struck me the most was this difference, disparity between me, like, observing these young men, like, on the light rail, and how I would imagine similar people who have been in similar situations on the spirit side, people's past loved ones, maybe your past loved one, if you're listening to this, if your loved one passed by addiction, like, they're how different they are. Like, I actually don't have the experience of connecting with them that way. So it really struck me and gave me, again, this empathy for families who have lived through this. I know many mothers, fathers, siblings, even partners that I have connected for that have expressed to me at the end of a reading how, you know, how long they went not knowing where their child was or their loved one, whatever the relationship was. And I couldn't help but think of these two young men and how, you know, they have likely have a mother living somewhere, a father, siblings, partners maybe that don't know where they are, you know? And of course, I was so sad for these young men and their families. And at the same time, so awestruck by how when people pass, they are no longer who they were here. So the most recent memories that people have, their loved ones, especially if they pass for addiction, but the same can be applied to any terminal cancer, ALS, anything that profoundly impacted one's mental and physical state here, the same could be said, that the condition takes over, right? Who the person is. Like, these young men, I'm sure, had their own gifts and talents and their own brilliance and magnificence of, like, their soul came here to share with the world. Yet they were in a state where they weren't even verbally or physically responsive in that moment, right? And when people connect with me who have experienced this here in life, they're telling the story. You know, I'm not having to wake them up, of course, or they're not high. They're not on pain meds. They're not in pain from cancer or anything else ravaging their body. They are absolutely the best versions of themselves here, just like these two young men who hopefully will be one day here in life and were, you know, they were and are someone's little boys and a special person to, I'm sure, many different people at different times throughout even their young lives, but they lose that. And I just thought about how this is so important to talk about. I've touched upon this, Jonas, in other podcasts, but I really felt this deserved its own conversation because I can't even imagine how challenging it is. Like, a person here who has a loved one who passed by addiction or, again, another disease that has just completely taken over their mind and body, I would imagine there's quite a challenge in having to remind themselves over and over, oh, that's not who they are now. I know, like, Perry's story of him passing by an accidental overdose, if you guys don't know my own son's story, it was LSD, which is obviously not a substance that typically causes death, right? But he had fluid around his heart and he took a substance called 2,5-I, which is a synthetic LSD. And I know I've been told that all LSD is synthetic, so I don't claim to understand the difference, but there is something about that. And if you Google, like, 2,5-I, like during the years of like 2014 through like 2017, there's actually quite a large number of deaths, specifically by teenagers. I think it's just more appealing to teenagers than maybe older adults or, I don't know, older people.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. So it's just more of a, in the party drug category, similar to Molly and Spice, as far as like, I don't know if it was like what was being produced during that time or what have you. But anyway, it was a shock. So it was a different experience for me and our family because of Perry experimenting and only being 17. So we didn't have the experience of caring for him through, you know, an addictive state kind of thing, right? So anyway, I know that anyone can be prey to, you know, substance abuse and addiction, be vulnerable to it at different times in their lives. And that the thought I'm trying to wrap my head around and to express here is how different your loved ones are after they pass, right? How they come back through telling the story. And they will often come through as they were before, like the drugs or the cancer took over, or the neurological disorder or the Alzheimer's. They will come through as they were before it took over. So they come through as the best versions of themselves, and they tell me the story of their addiction, right? They tell me the story of how hard it was for their family, and they do take responsibility. But again, you guys, they come as the best versions of themselves. So this is who you knew them to be on their best days, right? When they weren't high, when they weren't sleeping all day or affected by severe pain or immobile, right? Whatever their limitation here was. And, you know, it can be even, or like eating disorders, or I could go on and on about the struggles and challenges that people live through here, but they overcome them when they pass, and it's immediately. So I've compared this before to things that I have gone through in my own life. So it's easy for me to share about my first marriage, like, and being divorced and heartbroken around the circumstances with that. But now when I talk about it, I mean, I'm 52 and I was very young, too young at the time. I was 21 when I got divorced. So that says probably all that I need to say about that. But I don't recall it, you know, with sorrow in my voice now. Like, it was, now I see it as just something that I grew from and I learned from. And it actually ended up leading me to the marriage I'm in now, my husband. But anyway, when our loved ones pass, they don't need time. You know, here we need time to reflect, to process, to grieve, to have new experiences, just like how after our loved one passes, we need time to do all of that as well. So whatever it is that our grief is, to create new happy memories. So it's a combination of all that allows me to look back and not be sorrowful for that time in my life. And it's the same way with your loved ones, even if they just passed 2 weeks ago, which I did recently give a reading to someone who passed just a week before our reading. Actually, I've given a couple, one who passed 2 weeks before the reading and then a week before. You know, what takes us years here to heal and grow from, they immediately let go of. So they don't carry baggage with them. They'll show me sometimes the metaphor for having a suitcase here that they carried around with them, and maybe that suitcase was really heavy and they could barely walk. So maybe it was addiction or maybe it was cancer. Then they show me this image of transitioning and letting it go, right? But they're able to go, refer to the suitcase, open it back up, pull things out to show me, to communicate to me as validation for their loved ones here, but they don't actually carry it with them. So it's as if they can access the traumatic memories, the difficult memories, but it's not part of who they are now. You know, here we can't easily separate our, say, negative thoughts, for example, from who we are, right? It can be difficult to become the observer of our thoughts and notice that distinction between who we really are and, oh, I'm having this thought. The thoughts are not myself. So that's maybe the easiest way in the moment right now that I can compare it to your loved ones who have passed. They are not attached to the challenges or struggles that they had here, but they can access them, right? They can go back and access them. And they can communicate about them as being a part of their higher learning, of what they've learned and reflected back on, what they see they would do differently, but it's a very objective perspective, right? So not only do they no longer need the drug or need the pain medicine, but they also don't even attach to the traumatic memories around it. So they have to pull them from, you know, who they were here, and they only seem to benefit them now. Those thoughts, experiences they had here that we would consider traumatic, bad, negative, only serve them now. And it is only in relation to how they have learned and how they have grown since they have passed. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So again, the easiest way I can explain it is, if you're listening to this, think of something in your life that you've healed from. You know, maybe it's from your childhood or young adult years or just something a couple years ago. And the reason I'm using examples from the past is because it does take time, right? So if I experience something today that's traumatic, it's going to take me time to heal from it, right? But your loved ones don't need that time. It's like they leave the physical body behind and they leave all the trauma that the brain was attached to. And they only carry with them like the learning from that. They absolutely do carry with them fond memories, like the loving connection they have with you. And the more people they still have here living this lifetime, living on Earth in human form, the more closely they are connected to the good times, to the memories, and even to the lessons that came from the difficult maybe relationships or memories that you share together. Now, the older a person is and the more, let's just say, they have more dead people on the spirit side with them, yeah? So the more connected they're going to be maybe to the spirit side and no longer need to access their earthly memories as much, because they may not be as supportive. I don't want to say as supportive, because they certainly are still supportive of their family here, but this happens a lot with young people, children who pass. The people, like say Perry, for example, or other children who passed, their family, the people who they knew and loved, are still here on Earth in body, right? So they're going to serve a more integral role in connecting with their loved ones here, helping them, guiding them, that kind of thing. So they tend to be more closely, or able to more closely access the memories and even maybe the challenging memories, so that they are able to help their people here heal as well. But it does seem to be that the more removed someone is from this lifetime, meaning the more people they have on the spirit side, the more they tend to kind of like maybe move past all of that, yeah, kind of thing. Now, again, that's just my perspective based on how they communicate to me. And it's often that the older people want to talk about who they're with on the spirit side and what they're doing now. And there actually is a lot of going back to their childhood and their past and reliving it, but it's from the perspective of reliving those times or reconciling with people they needed to reconcile with who are also on the spirit side. I could go on and on and easily go down to another rabbit trail with that. So I'll stop right here.
Oh, you're going to stop talking? That's a first.
I know. Jonas, you really should share with our listeners that I really don't talk about everything with this much passion and on, right?
No.
I feel like
you definitely save this passion in you for talking about spirit and specifically the podcast.
Good. Yeah. And people know me that have been in groups with me and that since that too, but I really do get inspired by them, and I really like they will bring things to mind, and there's always something that I feel excited to talk about because I can feel, you know, their energy and their support and them wanting me to share my perspective with their people here. I don't claim to understand everything. some things may not resonate. It's based on my own experience, my own interpretation and translations, but they do seem to be happy to share in as much as it helps others think about, you know, their relationship and their connection to them, to their loved ones who have passed, and how they're still involved in their lives and what they may be doing now and the state that they're in, which is never, ever painful for them. Okay, with that, why don't we shift gears now and talk about the giveaway?
Oh, did we not talk about that yet?
No. So, you guys, I'm going to do a reading giveaway. I was inspired by the last podcast episode. Oh, which I didn't mention that we did get responses to that, which was really cool. So the last, the last episode that aired was 2 weeks ago, and I connected with Spirit and got responses, and that's really cool. I still have, actually have a, I think a reading with somebody whose person came through. So I may have more to share about that later when I get my thoughts together about that episode. But actually, Jonas, I think you suggested me doing a reading giveaway, and one that we can air at least part of on the podcast. So
yeah,
if you are interested in being entered to receive a reading, a free reading by me, just a private session one-on-one, please send us an email to info@rachelpearson.net.
Please only enter if, well, one, you're interested in a reading, and two, if you're interested in having this reading, all or at least most of the reading, go live on the podcast.
Yes, thanks for that. Yeah, just somehow let us know in the email, you guys, that you listened to this podcast episode.
Right.
We're just interested in listening to the episode to be entered, and that's all for now. Maybe later we'll do another one where we ask you to share the podcast, but for now, we just like you listening and showing your support that way, and would love to give you a reading. And like Jonas said, air at least part of it on an episode with us. So you need to be comfortable with that aspect of it. I will be sensitive to anything that you would like to be edited out.
All right. Before I go ahead and draw a card or whatever else we were going to talk about, you said you had an update regarding the cruise.
Oh my goodness, yes. Well, I don't have the details yet. That's something, it's on my to-do list, but the travel agent I'm working with has gotten back to me, and I should have hopefully all of the details where people can start saving their spot very soon, as in next week. So hopefully next week's episode, I'll have all the details to air, but I will update my social media and my email subscribers, my website email subscribers, as soon as I have all the details. So you may get it there first. So you can go to my Facebook page, my Instagram account, or just make sure you're subscribed to my website, and I will send out the details, which I should have. I may have right now in my inbox, actually. So I just got to check it out. But if you haven't heard, I am going to be hosting a Get Spirited Cruise. Well, not me hosting it personally, the whole cruise, but on it with a major cruise lines, Caribbean Cruise, May of 2025, early to mid-May. Great weather that time of the year. It'll be after spring break crowd, but before your summer plans. I hope you can join me. I've already getting people emailing me saying they want to make sure that they get the information once I have it. So I already have an email list to send information to people who hopefully will get to cruise with me, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I will be doing a large group reading and doing some small group, maybe connect for yourself workshop, doing some connecting together, helping you strengthen your connection to your loved ones in spirit who have passed, and just some fun social time together. We're going to have dancing meetups, karaoke meetups, and more.
Sounds fun. That's where we're approaching a year out from now.
Yeah. So it gives people plenty of time to save. And I'm really actually, this will be a surprise, but I'm actually really excited about the pricing of this cruise too. So it's not going to be hopefully something that finances will not be an obstacle.
Too big of an issue with.
Yeah.
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 Perfect. All right. Anything else you wanted to talk about today, Mom?
I can't think of anything.
Awesome. If you're ready, then I'm going to go ahead and draw a card.
That sounds great.
All right. Today we have The Atlanteans, Evolution, Vibration, Legacy, Technology, Progress, Expect Acceleration.
Ooh, I like that.
Very pretty card art. What this is saying to me is something to do with technology and progressing forward. You are moving forward with your life. Spirit is guiding you forward to look at your past and use that as a way to work towards your future.
I love that. And just a reminder that all your experiences can be stepping stones.
Exactly.
Yeah, love it. Thank you, babe, for sharing that.
Anytime, Rach.
Okay, with that, I think we're good to go. Thanks, you guys, as always, for listening. Thank you for sharing with others. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to you joining us again next week on Get Spirited. Have a great day, week, wherever you're listening from. Bye.
Bye.
To learn more about me and my offerings, please visit rachelpearson.net. Get Spirited is edited and produced by Jonas Pearson.